Okay, welcome to the Shungite Show on Tuesday the 29th. Nancy's here on Zoom. We were having some technical difficulties, so Nancy's in the background, and we have Flory here on cell phone speaker, and we have her art via email and on video here as far as on her end. We'll see how that goes. But I initially found her through various social media groups as far as electrical sensitivity and EMFs, and was curious about. I mean, the thing with EMFs is it's hard to explain to people, and the way she was presenting it was very digestible and easy to understand, like Sesame Street. And started sharing her art in the Shungite show, in the groups, and mentioned it to Nancy, even on the show previously. I mentioned her name, and yeah, she has a lot of things to share as far as not just EMFs, but other things that are related. And she wanted to share her art here. We have about 20 images, but in as much as that, this is a podcast, and a lot of people hear through audio. Flory, maybe you could give us your origin story of how you became aware and proactive in the EMF space, and what, yeah, your origin story, and then also your social media. I think, because as far as I know, you have a YouTube and a Facebook, and Facebook, obviously, you have your art, and then, yeah, if people can access your art on YouTube too. Yeah, so go ahead.
Wonderful samples of the Shungite stickers and the books, and I'm learning a lot. I've used some of the stickers, I felt immediate relief from being electrocuted, which is what the microwaves in the air on the wireless is. It's the microwave oven in the air. So I got really sick from it during the Cold War. So he taught me about what the frequencies are, what organ or part of the body they target. Because I went on the website and they said that the new focus meters, which I got off my house by the skin of my teeth, has frequencies there up to a billion cycles per second, where like 8 cycles per second. So the wiring is about 60 to 40 hertz cycles per second. So a billion isn't going to be very good for the interior wiring connections. It is actually rattling pipe that he's loose. And that's what Curtis Bennett in Canada taught me. He's a Red Steel electrician, and he does thermography. So he sees what's hot and what's not in like a factory. And my Facebook is Flory, Florie, Freshman. And all the cartoons are free rights under album. And I will post all 20 of these through the call, so they're all in one post. So do you have the first cartoon up, Back to School?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a notebook, a globe, a corded telephone in the classroom, blackboard,
Back
and
to school, right?
lighting, light, that operation paperclip. It's a leftover Nazi weapon that they developed. And Jack Cruz, Dr. Jack Cruz, alerted me to a lot of it. I did research. So we have wireless devices in schools, wireless digital pads, cell phones, and Wi-Fi routers. Some kids have an ear pod or something on their forehead, so they're cool. It is causing brain damage, vision damage. I find the kids, I'm a caricature artist, I find the kids are losing their peripheral vision, looking at the screens long. So there's things that have to be recalled immediately. Next cartoon.
Let me comment first on what you just said. Regarding the stickers, and you were mentioning before the interview here that you didn't want to waste them. And what I usually, at least in person, tell people with the stickers is, you don't want to peel the sticker. You want to take it for what it is out of the plastic case, and you want to tape them over whatever you're going to tape them, whether it's a microwave, laptop, so you don't quote unquote waste them. So when you get a new laptop or if the one you have busts, then you just peel the tape. Did you do that, or did you just peel it off like a sticker?
Wonderful, because I do all the writing of my
Yeah.
musical. I stick it on the flash stick and I bring it in and I'll email it to my composer. So I have like this dual Mac PC thing.
Right. Okay, so you still have a few of them with just they're still like you could just tape them on. Okay, cool. Yeah. So then they can constantly be used if you just take a Scotch tape or, clear tape and then you just peel the tape itself and then put it on the next thing you need to, Anyway, and Dr. Jack Cruz, yeah, I've been into him since 2019, pretty much around the same time I found Shungite. And my first thing with all the EMFs next to the Shungite show here was with him. And recently, John Gray, who wrote the Women Are From or Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus guy, he's been really big on health. And one of his recent interviews, he was talking about these digital devices and what they do to kids. And we've been how long we researched so much, deep research, and then just hearing it from him put it simply that giving children, what do you call it, these iPads or what have you, these phones, is equivalent to giving an adult cocaine. So it's worse than sugar. He was mentioning this because he does tons of podcasts. You put it, I go to Podbean, put his name, boom, it's like all of his interviews. so this was one of the more recent ones from like a week ago, let's say. And what it is that it's a dopamine crash, and what that does is it makes the kids unruly and they get emotional, like crying. And I mean, I think California here where I'm at, they have a thing where you can't bring your cell phone. I think you could bring, according to him, you can bring your flip phone. Because what it is, all the colors and the lights, and of course through Dr. Cruz, we know about the light diet and just exposure. I mean, you don't even need LEDs, just artificial light at night, Alan, is enough for brain damage, obesity, cancer, diabetes, you name it, like everything under the sun, right? Pun intended.
5G LED directed energy weapon and the laser on the shoe. So it's kind of updated from World War II cartoon. It's like a continuation. So anyone wants to use that as is. Next cartoon, or you
Yeah.
want to comment?
No, let's keep going. Yeah.
I sent a photograph of the boy in Germany who was born with no fingers on one hand. And this is called The Blind Leading the Blind. And I did research on why seven babies in Germany in the same hospital where they put a 5G tower up in 2019, all seven were born with no fingers on one or both hands. Now, what could cause? So I researched Barry Trower, and he said that during the first 4 to 8 weeks of pregnancy is when the upper extremities are formed. And the 6G is the same wavelength as a 6-week-old fetus. So it's before the woman knows she's pregnant, let's say if she misses one cycle, it's no big deal, it happens. So that's 4 weeks, and then she may
Yeah.
not know she's pregnant yet. Then it's like a burning. So I have the judge saying guilty, but the parents, we didn't know Wi-Fi was supposed to be the wave of future is how they advertised it. And it really is a hard-boiled egg eye. That's what wireless fields do, is it slowly hard boils the vitreous fluid in the middle of the eye, as Alana Freeland said in one of her lectures. And I knew that because I saw somebody who had hard boiled eyes, and it's not funny. So do you want to go on to the next one?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Great. This one is my favorite one. This is right after I connected with Barry Trower. Must have been 10 years ago when I got the
Number
script.
four, right?
I had it 4.5 years against my will, permission, instructions, and knowledge. And it sends the frequencies of sick kidneys to your kidneys, so everyone has to go relieve themselves at 3:28 in the morning. And then the back of the eye, he said, they also do the back of the eye. They do mostly the brain, but they do the heart. So with a 1.2 pulsed on-off, they call modulated frequency, you can cause heart arrhythmia. So it could be programmed in a smartphone to give you a heart attack, or that's how it works. So this kept me up all night. They did it to the water, the gas. So I had gas abandonment of service because of the rattling of the pipeline, and that could cause a gas. So on to the next one.
So where you currently live, do you have a smart meter or did you get that removed?
Tax. I didn't know you could tax a fee. I was in real estate for almost 10 years, and I did safety inspections for about 80 rental houses for my last broker. And I noticed when I learned in 2014 about smart meters that the stucco on these new houses were all cracking around the meter. So when I did my inspection, I took photographs and went to the website with the what is it, the number that's the on the meter. And I punched it in, and that's when I found out that they have a two-way 10-station radio with a microphone. So that violates your rights to privacy as well.
Okay, pretty crazy. Yeah, this one you talked about is criminal assault radiation, the one you shared with us.
Deborah Wiseman. She passed away from an accident in Texas, but she emailed me and said that the police term is CAR, criminal assault by radiation.
Okay, pretty crazy. Okay, let's go to the next one. Yeah. Oh, yes.
On my camera, just in case I have double speaking. I don't know how good this is coming out, but it's good practice. And he has the U.S. patents. He's a brilliant patent attorney, and everything he talks about is all proven. It's all in writing, self-admitted guilt, and you can read that later if you want, or I can read it now.
Yeah, I guess go ahead and if you can quote it, because people might not be able to see the visual.
Fraud. July 9th, 2021, I did this cartoon, and he also has a PhD in risk management, which I have written there. So on 2/12/16, published in the NAPP, Dr. Peter Dajac, quote, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype." HYPE. "We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process." And then they accepted it after three or four rejections. They accepted it, but they forgot to pay the secrecy fee because there was a typo from a similar vaccine. I call it a vaccine, VEXX. And then it said the reasons for the rejections, which was suddenly accepted, and they found a $5,000 check to accept it. Reasons for rejection, the arguments not persuasive in regards to a vaccine prevents infection, are protective, even lowering the standard does not meet patent legal clinical standards. So it's just part of the Nazi genocide. Excuse my French.
No, for sure. Thank you. Do you want to go to the next one?
About. Let me show that on my camera, and I will post all of these on my Facebook page for refreshment when we conclude this. Warning, I designed this 5x7 to cut out and safety pin or tape to your back so when you're in line for something, people can read it. Because like Patricia Burke, my writer friend in Massachusetts, is she says the cartoons go to a different part of the brain, that somebody telling you something or reading an article or using and not reading their precautions, the graphic will enter the brain without them being able to sit, not listen to it. They can't not see it. That's the point of these, is that they can't not see it once they have seen it. It can't be unseen. Okay?
Yeah, the part about it affecting the eyes, is there a research paper you can quote from or post later on your Facebook? Because I've
peripheral vision in the teens, and also the perception of color, but that basically they're microwaving the back of their eye. I don't know how these things can get out. Like Barry Trower said, whoever put Wi-Fi in school should be locked up for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, no disagreement there. Yeah, because I for one of my jobs, I talked to somebody who had, he works, he had no idea about this whole thing. And he was just doing a quick search on his cell phone. And I mean, it's like these information sources could be like propaganda or just lying, because what I have seen, and this guy posted in the unofficial Dr. Jack Cruz Facebook group from Australia, mostly mitochondriacs, and I think there's an EMF Warriors one. He said that they're 10 times of what a microwave would be. And then this guy that I was talking to passing by, he said it was like, oh, it's not as bad as a cell phone radiation, but it, I mean, the one I've seen that I understand it's 10 times worse. What have you heard, at least with that?
The law of parental intuition about the safety of your child. Do you want your child to not be able to see when they're old? I'm 70 and I can still see.
Yeah, people just treat these things that they're like harmless toys. It's I mean, totally agree with you. I mean, even to the adults, like this whole thing I told you about John Gray and this thing with the digital quote unquote toys. I mean, it's bad enough you have the LED and Allen any kind of artificial light at night where you get the dopamine crash, and what happens to women is they get overwhelmed. Like they just start thinking about all these things they have to do that they can't do. They don't have enough time. That's the version of the dopamine crash for women. For men, it's like they lose interest in their partner. They get bored. It's like this hyper need for stimulation. And where do we hear that? We hear that obviously from Dr. Cruz and his students and the Facebook groups, but even the EMF people don't talk about that. So this assault, what you're saying with your cartoons, it's a mass poisoning, like what RFK said. Catherine Fitz calls the Great Poisoning, it's what she also calls the Omni War. It's just there's so many things around, and we got to give people solutions after all this. I mean, we've mentioned the shungite, but you got to do other stuff. Again, we reference Jack Cruz, Dr. Cruz. He gives a ton of solutions too. So go ahead, go on to the. Do you want to comment about this cartoon or the next one? Okay.
Electrical. I got this from Professor Ole Johansson of Sweden. He's the one that originally got EHS on the map to begin with through the United Nations, because once Sweden had electrohypersensitivity or electromagnetic, then all of the countries belonging to the UN, we know that it's a captured agency now, but all have to have the same disability laws. Okay, and RFK is in court since 2019 with the FCC, not having a safety level. So that's still ongoing. So there is no safety level to this. And I'll go on later. We'll show you the plastic head that they used. So electrical allergy was used for years in Sweden, he mentioned, Dr. Ole. And then they... He changed it to add to its green dermatitis, so an irritation of the outer skin from wireless devices, microwaving yourself. Of course, Barry Trower goes deeper into the fact that it hits the ovaries and the eyes, the moistest, most watery organs first as it enters through everything like an X-ray. So he had electrical allergy, changed it to screen dermatitis, and then they changed it, which he didn't want, to electromagnetic hypersensitivity, which Medicare changed to electromagnetic sensitivity, which the one named Project University in New Hampshire changed to electromagnetic radiation syndrome, because we're not sensitive. They're trying to do genocide. It's not us, not sick. They're doing it to us. So we have to get rid of the culprit. So some of the side effects are listed in here if you want to read them.
Definitely. It's just endless. Insomnia, numbness, tinnitus, headaches, sciatica, vertigo, gut issues, skin burns, depression, anger. It's like almost everything under the sun, right? Wheezing, yeah. Insane. Yeah, number eight.
Thinker, also that I was delusional. So that's not very nice. So I switched plans, obviously. A lot of MDs are not properly educated.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not hidden from the public either. The origins of modern quote unquote medicine, and MD should really stand for mineral deficient. I mean, so there's this guy, what's his name? Dr. Dave Janda, friends of Sarah Westall, who's done a bunch of EMF shows also. And Dr. Janda's daughter had no, if any, and this is from him, Dr. Janda, the daughter just graduated medical school, no nutritional or very little nutritional like education, let alone EMFs. And so, modern medicine founded by big oil, obviously Rockefellers, Carnegie's. And Dr. Lee Merritt said that those guys who started this whole thing, they specifically took homeopathics because they know it works. It is astounding.
It got cut off, unfortunately. I have it whole somewhere, and I drew that with a graphics tablet, so I may not have an original on it. But it really shows the electrocution goes through the water of the mother into the water of the baby. So
yeah,
the cell phone radiation travels through anything it's around. Because it's coming from either a satellite or a cell tower or whatever they're using. I know I had a very bad experience with a camouflage drone in 2016. So I think we could move on to the next one.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is my favorite one. I know I say that about all of them. But this is from Dr. Wunsch in, I think he's in Switzerland, Wunsch, Alexander Wunsch. I've written in there on this video, The Hazards of LED, and I translated LED as look eye damage. So when you burn the back of the eye, the chemical in the back of the eye, the ATP, I have it on the bottom, adenosine triphosphate, it turns, when it's burned, it turns into cyanide and you have 20 seconds. Okay, so we have our visible rainbow. This was his chart, that video. I redrew it, I sent it to him, and I guess he thought it was okay. And we have the light going in, our natural rainbow, natural, unlasered, unchemtrailed sunlight. Try to find it if you can. Goes through the back of the eye, but the blue-rich LED goes into the pituitary where you dream and the time clock, the suprachiasmatic nucleus. And the other half of the blue on the bottom goes around the oral canal, the ear canal, and it hits the pineal gland. So the blue-rich hits the pituitary and the pineal at the same time. So you can't sleep and you can't dream. So it affects your spirituality. But the genocidal maniacs do not want us to be spiritual because then we'll know who they are. Something like that. Next one.
Definitely. Yes.
Okay, and the flicker too. The flicker's really bad. Okay, jacuzzi. I drew this after hearing a lot about Airbnbs and accidents with children and a guy dying in Mexico in a spa. I mean, so I drew this. There was also in Arkansas a man accused of murdering his neighbor because on a Thanksgiving day, this is on Joshua Hart's website, he asked me to look into it. There was a Thanksgiving where the wives decided to go to their families and the guys just had a stay-at-home event. And so the host bought a hot tub and hooked it up and filled it up. And one of the neighbors was found dead the following morning. And they didn't know why, so they saw from the smart water meter that he filled up the tub. They accused him and washing off the body to make it look like there wasn't. It said he did it at 1 a.m., but he actually filled up the tub at 1 p.m., so the meter was wrong. And I did a little research on electrocution, and Barry Trower asked me to research electric shock drowning. Is when you get shocked, your diaphragm stops breathing because you were electrocuted in some fashion. And then you fall into the water and they say you drowned, but you were really electrocuted.
Yeah, that's crazy. Insane.
Letter to FDR saying they have 50,000 patents from the Nazis that they want patented for the U.S. businessmen right away. So this must be
Yeah.
one of them. Okay,
Very good.
for with the ear pods, I have him take a video of this. And there was no reason for this guy to be on vacation and come home unalive. That's ridiculous. So how can you go on, put your cell phone in the water and your ear pods, it's all microwaves hitting water and other people. And there's a next, the propane fire pit they have in the Airbnb up the street. The then manager told me they have a propane fire pit in between two little mini golf things, a chlorine gas filter, and a gas-powered pool heater, and a smart meter. So I don't know who the guests are, but I would think they would want a Wi-Fi free environment, etc. But each Airbnb has like a bunch of smart TVs, which are radiating electricity even when they're off, and it's videotaping.
Yeah, and with the microphone too. And they've been doing that since the 60s. It's not a current thing.
Black and white. Oh, I found out recently. All right, next one.
Yes.
Okay, this is electric shock drowning. This is how it can happen. It can happen a lot. You wouldn't believe the amount of children that are in a kiddie pool and drown. That's because they're being tased while they're in the water. I mean,
Yeah.
I see the teenagers on their cell phones half immersed in the pool where I do the resorts and the caricatures of the resorts and stuff. And it's children are on their cell phones texting their mother. They just got out of the pool, they're dripping wet, and they're texting their mom, "Hey, I just got out of the pool." It's ridiculous already. Okay, next.
Yes.
Okay, next. Oh, that's a good one. This is a real place I went to. I call it Moe's because it's similar to the name they had. Basically, I couldn't believe the people online waiting for their food, like a little rustic-y environment. It had tents, benches, just wonderful. And all the parents online had a cell phone, and all the little kids looked bleary-eyed. They were disoriented. They were not having fun. And you could feel the radiation in the air and see in the kids' eyes, it's all watery and red. It's very painful to me. So, next one.
Yeah, it's like just a quick comment. I mean, if the rulers are of the people running all this are human, it's like they're killing themselves too. And so it's not too far-fetched to think that the planet is being terraformed by another species. It's like this just drowning in layers and layers of these kinds of fields. It's just, you know, it's not even compatible with our natural fields, let alone nature.
They're really destroying the planet. And Barry says when they get out of their underground mountain retreats in 20 years, there won't be any potable water and there won't be any breathable air. So they're really just doing it to themselves.
Yeah, the lizard people that are hiding. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Papers or books. I mean, I give it to everyone to use for free because I didn't write it. A researcher wrote it for me and did the layout. I just did the lettering up top and the drawing of the plastic head, which I have a photograph of in a couple of next cartoons. So everybody loved this. Dr. Ole Johansson, Dr. Carlo loved it. I had to email it to him. See, the specific absorption rate test is based on a plastic head with gelatin in it to simulate a live human brain. And if you believe that, I have some swamp land in Florida I can sell. So the plastic head test is in 6 minutes, if the cell phone to the ear, quote unquote, of the dummy head is turned on, and it, within less than 2 minutes, the probe up top, there's a temperature probe, in 6 minutes, if it didn't go up more than 1 degree, then it's safe. And there's no evidence that in 1996 or 1963 or 1951, when they first did the testing, that there were any batteries in the cell phone here. I think this was done in Cold Spring, New York. They had a lab there. There were no towers at the time. So in 1951, they invented the microwave oven, and Dr. Andrew Marino was working with the former Operation Paperclip, Henry Schwan, on this. And some of them in the documentation got burns, and they tested it on animals first, which got blindness and testicular degeneration, male dogs. And then they did not test the animals when they were dying, so that they cut them and put the meat or the flesh or separated the organs and tested it in the microwave oven so they could put a label on what is medium rare. So the SAR test is still measured in pounds of dead dog meat. since 1951. And Dr. Andrew Marino wrote a book about it, did a video, he said he was 17 at the time. He said it's irrelevant. So what the FDA did is they gave a cooking level of medium rare to the FCC as a safety level. And he said you can't do that. So that's that. Next.
Yeah.
Okay. TV brain. Oh, I love this one. You have the media hype, they have the TV recording, taking photos, video, you have the smart meter on the back of the house, have some kind of antenna dish up there, which is probably not even used anymore. And in his head, as he's watching this on his cell phone, he has his router, he has red dye number four, he has football scores, and a cell tower. So it's just a fun cartoon. Doesn't really, I don't have anything much more to say about it. It's self-explanatory.
Yeah, just attacking layers. I mean, it's all over the place. Thank you.
Mark, world of residents. Beautiful, luxurious chairs. We're watching, and they turned it off for me to do my... I think I did a 1950s medley. I had to stand in front of that smart TV. It was off. And when I got back to my car at home, my whole back felt like it was burnt. Because even when it's off, it still radiates.
Yeah, since I gave you those stickers, if what you could do is double tape them, if you have some kind of thick tape, clear tape, and then put it in your pocket. Like, always have one in your pocket 24/7. Like, yeah, all the time.
I love it. Love the Shanghai. It's great.
Yeah, and we should preface that however people are listening to this, watching this, that you need the Shanghai with the silver. It was established by the Shanghai reality host back in 2014 when she first found this, that just Shanghai by itself against Wi-Fi will not work. I mean, it could be partial, but Nancy has electro hypersensitivity, which you just covered, and when the silver was added, then that's when the relief came. So you got to get the ones with the silver, and most of the sellers there don't have the added silver. And now that silver is skyrocketing, I recommend mysticalwares.com. There's a UK shop called Orifim, and you can find all the information on Shanghai Reality Facebook group. But mysticalwares.com is, you know, and they're super affordable too. And he's a Shanghai beekeeper, saving tons of bees, having people worldwide doing this. And his story went viral of saving a toppled truck about a month or two ago. And yeah, and you have that book. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Yes.
Sprinkler was Wi-Fi free, which comes up in a cartoons. So this is what I had to do when I got the smart meter off my house in 2014. I got the coded mechanical meter back. So I shut off all the breakers. I studied Barry Trower. I had the cell phone then because I didn't know the landline. I had free long distance. So I was on these calls about EMS on the cell phone. And anyway, so I shut the breakers off, and Barry Trower says that brain cells can regenerate themselves. So I said, well, I need something because my brain is fried. It was terrible. It did everything to me that is listed in that electrical allergy, making bad decisions, no sleep, all kinds of things. So my Veretta, one of my metaphysical advisors, she said I should title it Why Take Chances. So I did a whole newsletter, Why Take Chances, but when I sent it out, nobody knew chances on what. So I moved into the garage. I shut the breakers off, so the pot boiling the herbs all the way to the right, I didn't hook up that till I turned the breaker on. I would go to a community center and boil my herbs there in one of their rooms. Nobody was in to boil my herbal brew. Anyway, I have the blue blockers. I have some hats with copper, corded landline, and trying to read up about all this
Yeah, this is their like solutions page too, which or part. Excellent. Yeah, and just to I guess to comment on that, people still should wear blue blockers during the daytime. Yeah, especially indoors, office setting, with the blue lights. Those are more of the yellow and orange lenses. I go to red light. What is it? Midwest Red Light Therapy is one of the recommended ones. Lucia Eyes, though, that's one of the ones Dr. Cruz has recently recommended. But his students mentioned Midwest Red Light Therapy, which are the more affordable ones, and they work. Oh yeah.
I have to be dropping them and scratching, but it is a plastic lens. But I do have glass lenses on my prescription sunglasses and a plastic frame, because when I wear the wire frame with the same prescription, I feel the wire, the metal reverberating on EMFs outside. I do a lot of driving to different care centers and events, caricatures, singing. So the next one is very important. Got that up?
Yes.
Okay, the ultrasounds are not what they as they say they are. I spoke to Joe Esposito, the retired Marine in Oklahoma, and his informants told him that it's like each ultrasound is like over 200 X-rays. So that's also a fake thing and causes a lot of birth defects. One of the birth defects I did not list, and this was a list of birth defects given to me by Janice Barcello, who wrote the book, The Dangers of Prenatal Ultrasound. I may not have the title right, but she had proguria in there, which I didn't have room for at the time, but it's in the Spanish version. Proguria is when the baby comes out with old organs, aged organs. That's not good. All right. If the women knew that it wasn't sound, that it's microwaves making a crystal scream, a lot of babies are shown holding their ears in the scan. And I've seen them grown up and they still hold their ears. So I told the grandparents, just get her some soft little Hero earplugs. I have a whole bunch of them for the sonic effects that they're trying to pull. And she'll be fine. I think she was about 8. Next.
Yeah, next one.
Okay. Drive a little car that have been twirling around Phoenix and some other cities. They say they're experimental, but according to the patent, it's a weapon of war. So Mark Steele on in the UK also alerted me that there's a magnet that's used in microwave ovens called a magnetron. There's one underneath the car, as you can see, I have magnetron, and on top is lasers, and each one is designed to for harm. So you have the 2000 November December issue of Survey of Ophthalmology, and you can't find that article anymore, where the writer says that LIDAR, LIDAR, is an excellent weapon of war. And that LIDAR is laser plus radar plus sonar. So there's nobody in the car. There's more of these on the road near my house than regular cars. And I have to, if I take a walk, I have to wear like some kind of leather stocking so I could walk. So Tuesday, a week ago, I have a video of how burned my foot got. It's better now. I had to drop my car off down the street for an oil change. I walked back. I said, oh, what are the chances of a twirly coming to tase me on this tiny little road? I'm just walking home a couple of blocks. Sure enough, one passed me by, and I have video. The whole thing was almost all bloody. So I soaked it in my backyard, and it's just almost all healed. And wheat because I put aloe scraping from my plant, and I put in sea salt and water, and I just keep soaking them and don't have a smart meter, don't have Wi-Fi, so I was able to heal the damage from that magnetron. I don't know how people can walk their dogs and see these things spinning around and not questioning them. And when I do question them, they look at me like I'm crazy. You don't want progress? Do they know they're being sterilized if they take their smartphone and pay for one and sit in the back seat? They hit a pole, they killed someone, they ran around in a circle at one of those circular things. The guy couldn't get to the airport almost. It's ridiculous. So I really only drive now if I'm working because my metaphysical advisor, another one, said, don't turn away any work. You are divinely protected for any reason. Just continue working. And that's what I do. When I get in the car, I say, well, if so-and-so said to go to work, I'm going to work. These things can't scare me. I just try to stay away from them. Very scary. Okay, next.
Yeah, just a comment. I mean, in as much as people generally acknowledge that this radiation that comes out of these technologies, you know, because the visible light spectrum that we can see is such a tiny sliver of the full electromagnetic spectrum, let alone the multidimensional field that we walk around in. And if we're going to listen to people in medicine, they have to have the foundation of the electric body, as per, you know, Dr. Cruz and Dr. Roberto Becker, who wrote the book. If there is no foundation for the electrical body, then you don't have anything. It's like they cannot comment on any of this if they don't know that. Exactly. Electricity. Yep. The biofield, the aura. I mean, yeah. The very life force. I mean, Western medicine tossed that out. And the East, obviously, different. But yeah, let's go to the next cartoon. Thank you.
Wi-Fi free. This I drew in 2017. I had the head net then that I ordered, but I put it away somewhere. I can't find it. It cost me $90, but it works like a dream, either from lessemf.com or shelterbody.com, where I didn't know about the shungite. And then this is when I was living in the garage with the breakers off. So a friend gave me about 75 24 packs of bottled water that she didn't need to eddy out the EMF from the neighboring smart meters and cell towers, because each smart meter tases 2.1 miles each. So you can see with the stacked water bottles that you could look in the bottle and see it swirling around, neutralizing the microwave electrician frequencies coming from outside. And I stacked a lot of rubber tires also to neutralize, because rubber neutralizes. The tires didn't smell so good. I had to shampoo them and everything. But then up top, I have that copper. I made a lot of copper scraps I got at the metal place, and I attached crystals to them, and that helped. So it was like a pre-shungite experience.
Yeah, copper is so important too. I listened to Morley Robbins and Jason Homel a lot. I mean, it's what fuels the mitochondria as much as the sun does. And so I'm trying the high dose copper that Jason Homel is. You look him up on YouTube, podcast interviews. It's so important to have your copper. I mean, it's all depleted from the food, everything. And if you have copper, that gets depleted too from other. I mean, glyphosate is in the air, and that depletes it too. Morley Robbins was talking about France banned glyphosate, right? But then they test the blood of French people; they all have glyphosate, which means it's in the air. Another reason to have shungite on 24/7. Yeah.
And I used to be wearing an aluminum one, and then I went to a hearing for the smart meter rate case in 2016. I have it on video, and I wore the hat there, and then one of the commissioners made fun of me on his Twitter, and then he took it off when he realized I had a head injury many years ago and then I had disability plates. So he was making fun of Dr. Martin Blank, too, flew all the way in from New York. I met him, obviously, before he passed away. And then I'm on another video with the city council of Scottsdale, also complaining about EMS and what the driverless cars were making me see. They were playing with the vision. So the road ahead of me was completely covered in stripes of color. Couldn't even see the road. So anyway, next?
Yeah.
Okay, next. Oh, this is the court case that is from 2019. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sued the FCC for not having a viable safety level. So we have what I cut and pasted when I had a graphics program is this plastic head, and then that unit in the middle is the heating element, a probe to test the heat from the probe going into the top of the head that's filled with gelatin and saline and a whole bunch of things just to simulate a live human brain. So that cell phone took a year. There's no evidence there were batteries in it even. So Judge Wilkins said that it's not science-based, it's arbitrary and capricious, and he gave them first 2 years and then another two and then another year to come up with a safety level because this wasn't making it. So I have the plastic head. Hey, I'm still measured in watts per pound of dead dog meat since 1951. So that's that cartoon. But Judge Wilkins had ordered them, court order, to come up with a safety level, and that was 6 years ago. So they're in contempt of court since there's no safety level. We can't promote these products if there's no level. The cell phones come with a disclaimer that you have to keep it an inch away from your body, and your fingers are part of the body. So if you get sick, you can't sue them because they told you that it has to be an inch away.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah, your last piece, yes.
And run recently, I believe, either Philadelphia or I forgot where. She asked me to draw this. So she found that the wireless educational materials were damaging the children. So she wants everyone to go back to a hardwired system and preferably not that much screen time and go back to notebooks and writing and reading books. Because once your screen is over the limit of your brain, then you lose a lot the ability to read a book. You can't read the Constitution anymore. And that's that. Anything else?
No, this is a great cartoon. And definitely analog versus digital. The analog is definitely less hijacking of the body and the mind. Give us your what do you call it? Your links, social media websites. Again?
YouTube is my real name, Floris, Floris, freshman. And that has the laser videos that you could see the laser telescope earthquake machine in the chemtrails, which is why they decided to do solar dimming so that nobody could see what the laser telescopes were shooting down on us and reflecting in our car windows and doing a lot of vision damage.
Yeah, and where I found you was the Facebook page, and you have a ton of your art there. And people can always message you, reach you, comment. Same on YouTube. So, yeah, thank you very much for being on the show. I want to thank Nancy, too, and Mystical Wares, Derek Condit, the Shungite Beekeeper. Check out the products there. They do have Shungite ink, Shungite silver ink for metal glasses and even for the ear pods. Any questions, you can just message them. And they also have a free weekly scalar healing. People can put endless number of names for people you think that need that. Thank you very much for being on the show. It was fun.